The Strand Gamers present The Nightingale Archives, a game of mystery and intrigue using the World of Darkness system.
And we are on with the Nightingale Archives, session 7.
Are we really?
Episode 7.
Well, I hit the record button, the file size is going up, so I'd say we are.
And then you said the thing.
File size going up.
Mm-hmm. So we're all official now.
Wow.
Official.
Yeah, my file size is going up at a steady pace.
Mine has been for a while.
Yep.
If anyone wants to hear Natasha do a impersonation Patrick Stewart.
I really don't.
Lawless impersonation?
I can't just whip those out, guys.
Well, they can always just email me. I now have one. I don't think it's quite as flawless as most people are saying.
I just get really... I don't know, passionate about my captain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's fan club can now email him.
Ooh.
Yes. You probably need to give them your email address for that.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well then.
It's ksebs@myspace.com for anyone who's wondering.
It's okay, Natasha. I get passionate about my doctor. So it's the same principle.
I really need to start watching that.
Yeah, here's how I know I'm not a Whovian. When you said, I get passionate about my doctor, I immediately thought of physicians.
I thought that first, but then I realized what he meant.
Yes, yes. I also realized.
Clearly you're just not nerdy enough.
Yeah, a new season just started with a new companion. Or I guess the second half of the season just started. Okay, so we should probably play Nightingale Archives at some point.
Heck yeah.
So, who remembers what happened last time?
I chased off Stades.
Yeah.
That's...
We got into a limo. Some dude.
Yes, the plot came knocking on our doors.
Yes.
We're employed now.
Huh?
I was employed before.
Ha!
What was his name?
I got this.
Michael Ent? No. Maybe
he's
Michael
not a Ninja Turtle.
I wish.
Are there gonna be Ninja Turtles? I didn't read the whole rule book.
Could he
Are
be
they,
a Ninja Turtle?
Like,
can you reference him into a Ninja Turtle?
There's a splat book. I tried special ordering.
Da Vinci? Is that his name?
No. You're close.
Wait, there's so many splat books for this, I don't know if you're kidding. Is there actually
That's a fantastic
a
question. I am not aware of a Ninja Turtles splat book. The name you
so
are
great.
Struggling towards is D'Angelo.
Yes, D'Angelo.
Like the sandwiches.
Sure.
Oh no, I didn't write this down.
The name you're struggling for is Jimmy John's, like the sandwiches. It's not a very intimidating name for a vampire, but it does deliver quickly.
Is it D apostrophe Angelo or is it
D E
Angelo?
I'm glad we got that sorted. D E.
Well, I'm writing it down.
He's trying to avoid copyright problems with the actual sandwich shop. But it's okay because they don't use an apostrophe, they use like an olive or something.
Acceptable substitutes.
Yeah, I think I remember reading that in the Elements of Style. As a word joke. Okay. So, as we fumbled towards...
May I try?
Sure.
Alright, D'Angelo the Vampire, I really only needed his name, showed up at the houses of Lori, Drew, and Bill on Saturday night while Levi was doing his stakeout, and we drove... in a very luxurious limousine to meet him. He explained to us that the vampires in the area that there were a lot of vampires in Nightingale, and that some of them wanted to just be left alone, and some of them believed that humans were nothing more than just food. D'Angelo, however, believes that we are more than just food and can be called upon to solve problems that vampires can't be, don't want to involve themselves in directly. So he is employing us to clean up certain messes that we and other vampires are creating that he can't have a direct hand in order to prove to the court of vampires in the area that humans can be more than just, you know, more than just cattle, but allies that can be utilized.
Or, knowing us, we might prove that the court is right.
And that we are just cattle. Levi, on the other hand, because Lori went to investigate Jonah's property and found the bones of several people buried in his backyard, indicating that Jonah is the one who's been the serial killer that we've been hearing about this entire time, told a state trooper, of all people.
I wouldn't say that two bodies is several.
They've pulled at least five bodies worth of bones out of the ground, as well as the fresh Lucas Press.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there were two categories, is what
it was. So anyway, the state police were called, and they got their homicide unit in on, and they're trying to find out who did it. Jonah has told Levi that either Levi takes the fall for it or finds a way to get out, to get the state police off of his property. So right now Levi is on a stakeout and is trying to dupe the state police into believing that whoever the serial killer is, they've left and they can leave the property alone. So the stakeout is actually just him showing up, pretending to see nothing, and then telling the state troopers later on that nobody was there. And those were the two major events that happened last session.
One more important thing happened to Drew.
Uh-huh. I'm aware of that.
But
we never
really
got a chance to, we never really got a chance to expand upon it. Drew was driving to Rufus Irons' place for an appointment that he had, when suddenly a black car got behind him and tried to run him off the road. Drew, with his superior driving skills, managed to accidentally make the guy flip himself over in a ditch, upon which he called 911, unmasked the man, realized that he had no idea who it was, went home and got drunk after saving his life.
Okay, then.
Da da da!
Levi.
Well?
You are on a stakeout. In the cabin.
I am.
Waiting for someone you know is not going to come back.
That's true. Do I have, like, a deck of cards or something?
Do you?
No. How do you pass time on a stakeout?
I don't know. How do you pass time on a stakeout?
I'm staking out the cabin for this person I know is not going to show up who killed Lucas. Well, I guess they did show up. But what about, like, if I look outside, are the stadies staking out me to see what I do?
To my recollection, there were two stadies there with you at the stakeout.
Oh, really?
That's what I remember.
I don't remember that. But it was also forever ago, so I believe you.
Okay.
I could make conversation with the stadies.
Okay. Is there anything particular you want to talk about?
What do you guys think? Do you guys think this guy's going to come back? There you go. We can discuss the job.
Probably not. If he hasn't come back by now, it's either on to us or it's abandoned this place. Probably just wasting my time.
Well, how long were you guys out here? If he did come back, he probably saw the forensics van and all that out front.
Been here since the afternoon. I mean, we only started clearing out and hiding ourselves 7 o'clock. So we get to sit up all night and waste our time.
Yeah. I'm gonna go have a look around outside.
Okay. Is there anything particular you're looking for?
Are there any, like, alternate entrances and exits to get in and out of this place?
You find none. There is seriously just the front door to the cabin. There aren't even windows that one could climb in.
I know no windows, because that was bizarre. Well, I guess it's not really shocking, but it seems odd to me. But there's not, like, a basement or a hatch or...
Nope.
I am just gonna stroll around the house and kill time until someone leaves something.
Can you make me a wits composure roll, please?
Oh god, I wasn't ready for any of this.
Dice, yeah.
What is wits composure? Wits composure. They're D10s.
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay. You hear what sounds like someone moving through the woods.
Maybe the murderer's back. Can I take cover and hide and look and see who it is?
Sure. There's take cover behind a big rock and some overgrowth, and you see someone you recognize. Although,
is it Nathan?
It is. He is walking in a beeline towards the cabin with a big manila envelope in his hands and a scowl on his face.
Manila envelope and a scowl? Can I like, psst, psst, hey?
When he hears you, he spins around and looks in your direction.
Nathan.
What?
Don't go in there, because there's state troopers in there.
I know.
Why are you... You're not going to kill him, are you?
Only if I have to.
So why are you here, if you know there are stateies?
Well, like seems to be my job lately, I'm cleaning up the mess that you made.
How?
The legal way.
What do you mean?
You want to come in? I don't want to have to repeat myself.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know. Okay, fine.
He lets you go in first, just in case somebody gets trigger happy.
Alright.
And follows you inside, and two stadies are looking over.
I met someone outside.
Yes. My name is Jonah Crate. You're on my property. And as you can see by this injunction, he starts opening up his envelope and pulling paperwork out and laying it out on the table, that you will soon be getting off of my property. And very shortly after that, you will recompense me for disturbing the burial grounds of my ancestors. This is an old family burial plot that is completely legal and, in fact, zoned with the city, as you can see right here. So, short version is, get the fuck off my land.
Bottom.
The two Snadies seem uncomfortable looking over the paperwork, like they actually understand it. It looks official.
It looks legit, huh?
Yeah.
Does it really look legit? Like if I, ooh. Is it forged? Might be a forgery.
Why don't you make me? An intelligence politics.
Okay. I don't know why I even am worried, because, like, if it is, I'm not going to be like, you're not Jonah Great. I don't want to. It's not like this is going to give me any actionable information. I got one.
It looks legitimate as far as you can tell, although it's dated from years ago.
Years ago? Like, how many years? Like, 200 or...
The zoning for the burial plot was renewed, like, 20 years ago. And he's got a deed to the property that is about 50 years old and is an inheritance deed.
Wait, didn't I have a deed to the property?
You did.
What... How does this one differ from that one? I'm not gonna whip the other one out for reference, but is there anything obvious?
Well, this one is actually made out to Jonah Crate. And it's for the state of Maine, because Maine is a state when this was made out. And okay. It just looks a lot more modern.
I see.
As far as you can tell.
Oh, so like... I got like the souvenir deed.
Or the real one, you don't really know.
Oh, his might be the replica. Huh. Well, this is awkward, huh?
The Stadies are kind of novices. They're looking to you for guidance.
Oh, alright. I thought they were hard-ass. That Wilkins guy, really. Well, I guess that, I mean, this all looks legit. We'll have to check with the records office at Town Hall or whatever to make sure that these are legitimate. I'll take care of that, though, so you guys don't have to worry about it.
Nathan walks over to the door and just holds it open.
Alright, well, let's clear out. We don't need a ACLU suit on our hands, guys.
Oh, fuck, are we gonna get sued for this?
No, if anyone is, the state will. But we can avoid that completely if we just clear out.
Okay. So you walk out, you head over to your car, and as you are, you know, you fish out your keys and start unlocking the door, you feel this... death grip on your chest.
Oh. Uh-oh. Wait, what? Am I having a stroke?
It almost feels like that. Just an overwhelming sense of dread. And instinctively, you don't know how you know, but you are certain that something has happened to Jonah.
Oh, no. Where?
You don't know.
Well, have the Stadies driven off yet?
Yeah, they're getting into their car and starting to drive off.
Alright, I'll get in my car and pretend like I'm about to do the same and wait for them to drive off.
Okay.
And then once they've driven off, I'll go back inside and see. Oh, please, Nathan, still be there.
When you walk back inside, Nathan is still in there. It looks like he's pulling down some blankets from a closet. Looks over at you.
Nathan, do you know where Jonah went for this whole episode?
Yes, you went to talk to the prince, and then I got sent out to clean up your mess again.
I just did what Jonah told me to.
All I know is that things were a lot quieter before you started getting involved in vampire affairs.
Well, now that the whole Lucas thing is cleared up, they'll quiet back down again, right?
Maybe.
How can I go see Jonah?
I assume he'll come back tomorrow night. It's not enough time for him to make it before sunrise.
Well, like, what if it's important that I reach him?
Is it?
I don't know. I just feel like something happened to him.
He's fine. He's in Elysium. Nothing can happen to him.
I don't really know how this all works, but are you sure? I just had this feeling overcome me all of a sudden as I was getting into my car that something, that Jonah needs my help.
He looks at you curiously, sort of sizing you up.
So I want to help him.
Get on your radio. Find out if something's going on.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Is there any radio traffic? I'll call in 10:20, checking on 67 or whatever.
Okay. You get an all clear, but a few minutes later, they come back in. It's emergency call 911. Kennebec County Historical Society has caught fire.
Fire?
Well, out of control blaze. We're dispatching firefighters and all available officers there.
I'm going to pass this along to Nathan also because he knew the call, so maybe he knew what was up. Historical Society? Is that where the prince lives?
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
That guy seems to be impassioned about something.
He seems upset. What's going on?
He starts to growl and just rage. He throws back his coat and pulls a knife out of his belt, and he seems like a wild animal that's just been backed into a corner.
Nathan, calm down. Whoa. What's going on? There's something we can do about this, right?
You throw me your... composure, empathy.
Composure, empathy. Okay, alright. Actually, I'm gonna use a persona point. I mean, a willpower. I'm glad I did that. Because I got two successes.
Whatever you're looking at now is not a person. He's been grumpy at you before and even straight up angry. What's happening now is closer to him hulking out. There's like just nothing there you can reason with. It's just a furious animal that's about to lash out at everything.
I am gonna go outside.
The only thing. So
I don't want to be the only thing, so I'm gonna...
You can roll me initiative, please.
Oh god, I don't even know what I roll for that.
You should have an initiative modifier at the bottom center of your character sheet.
It's a 5, so do I roll 5 or do I...
You roll just 1d10 and add 5 to it.
Oh, okay. I got 9.
Ooh. He got 16.
That is bad for me. And I could not have possibly beat that.
Like, he also rolled a 10, so... It's not like he's just that much more awesome than you. Although he is.
Oh.
Sorry. Turns out he's a vampire sheriff. And you're just a regular style sheriff.
Hey, I'm a undead monster sheriff too. I have rights.
Do you?
I hope so. This is gonna be shitty.
Yeah, last rights.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay.
That was a good one, actually.
What's your defense?
Oh god. What do I even... Defense 3.
Okay, so that subtracts 3 dice from his attack pool.
Oh. He has more than that, though. I have sneaking suspicion.
You would be correct in that suspicion.
Wait a sec. Now, before we get too quickly into this, Matt, you do have vampire fortitude, right?
Oh, yeah. Can I reverse Hulk out? I don't have fortitude. I have a different thing. I don't think fortitude is
resilience.
Yeah. Thank you. Does that contribute to his defense modifier, or is it just he's able to take more damage?
He's able to take
more. I have to.
What you can do is you activate it, and for that scene, you get an extra number of health points. Per however many dots you have. I think you just have 1 dot in resilience, yes?
I have 1 dot in the resilience, yes.
Okay, do you want to activate your resilience?
I do.
Okay, so you spend 1 of your points of Vitae.
Oh god, is it... I don't know how to manage this. Is it permanently gone? Like I have 2 forever now?
No, you can refill it off any vampire.
I remember that Jonah topped you off.
But we came up with... There was some way where we resolved that my max was 3.
Yes, but I don't remember it's what your stamina.
Oh, okay. Then I have 2 out of 3 now.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, however many health boxes you have, you now have 1 more.
Okay. I guess that's handy, in a way.
You're a ghoul. You're not that strong. I mean, it's when you get 5 dots in resilience, it's pretty awesome.
I hope he doesn't murder kill me.
He just slashes you across the chest as you dodge back, and a stream of blood opens up as he deals 2 lethal damage to you.
Oh, God. 2 lethals. Oh, goodness. I don't know what happens with damage in this.
Okay.
I remember, like, it's a slash, and then it's an X, and then it's black or whatever.
Yes, okay. So you see your health on the right side of your sheet, about halfway down.
I have 2 X's on my health now, right?
Yes. 2 X's all the way at the left.
But what effect does that have?
How many health dots do you have, including your resilience?
9.
Okay. So when you have 9 X's, you're going to be bleeding out, essentially, dying.
Okay, but there's nothing until then. Like it's not like Burning Wheel where you take wounds and you get shittier and shittier as you go down.
You do. On your last box, it's a -3. The one before that. So when you have 8 damage.
Oh, okay. I remember the -3, -2, -1.
Yeah.
Jazz. Okay.
So it's not that bad being wounded. It's not Burning Wheel levels of bad, but when you are close to down.
So, I know that lethal damage comes after bruising or whatever, bludgeoning, or I don't remember what it was called, but...
Yes, it's bashing, lethal, aggravated.
So, if I have two lethal, does that mean that bashing is filled up completely? Like,
cause no, if you start taking bashing damage, then basically it pushes you a lethal to the right.
Okay. Alright.
You're unlikely to take bashing damage in this fight, since he's...
Because he's stabbing me.
Yes. So, what would you like to do?
Flee.
Okay. You were just going to run as quick as you can? Where, anywhere in particular you're fleeing to?
My car's unlocked, right? Maybe I can get in that and speed away. Or hit him or something. Crash through the side of the house. No, I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to try to, like, stunt driving out of the driveway or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
I hope it's not spooky haunted and it doesn't start.
What's your speed?
Speed?
Right below initiative mod.
Oh, 10.
Wow, that's really good.
It's based on something.
I think Dex and Stanima, maybe? I don't know. It's based on more off your physical. But yeah, you...
I don't know why... Oh, it's at... Okay.
You sprint off to your car and... basically throw yourself in the driver's seat, pull it closed, and lock the door.
And then start that bitch.
Okay. He is hot on your heels behind you. He runs over insanely.
He's just
going to
punch
fast
out the window. I hope not.
He runs over insanely fast and just grabs the door handle.
Is it locked? It's locked.
It is locked.
Does that help? It doesn't help. Oh, God.
He yanks on it, and it pulls against the metal, but it doesn't open.
Oh, praise Allah.
Oh, speed is strength plus dex plus 5.
That's why I have 10, because I have 2 strength and 3 dex, and plus 5. I'm not confused anymore.
Okay. So, yes. You start up the car. What are you doing?
Can I peel out? I am... Throw it in reverse and peel out.
Okay,
or
what is your intention?
Did I park backwards so that I can just drive out straight forward?
Sure.
All right, yeah.
So your intention is to just basically drive away from him as quick as you can?
Yeah. Yep. That seems like the most prudent plan.
Okay. I would like for you to make me a driving roll. Make a dex plus drive.
Dex plus drive. Oh, this is good. I got this. I got 2.
Okay. You peel out. I mean, skidding the wheels, and eventually you basically yank the door handle out of his hand as you speed away, bumping and bucking along this dirt road as you get onto the main road.
Uh-huh.
And what is... deeply disturbing to you is when he appears running in your rear view mirror, which quickly becomes in your side view mirror, which quickly becomes alongside your car. As you start driving about 60 miles an hour and he's keeping pace with you, stabbing into the side of your door.
Can I, like, oh god, I want to run him off the road somehow.
Okay, Yeah.
This is like some Mad Max shenanigans.
Make me another Dex drive.
Oh, God. I don't know if I have another good one in me. Maybe I should use a willpower. No, I won't. Oh, wow. Wow, I got 3.
Okay. You time your moment carefully. As he stabs into the side of your door, you swerve away from him, pulling him off his feet, and then...
I hope it takes the knife out of his hand, too.
So turn your car and just slam into him, and you see him go tumbling off the side of the road, his knife still sticking in your door, as you speed the fuck away.
I should roll the window down and take the knife, so that way if he runs up again, he doesn't have a knife. Oh, he probably has, like, his coat is full of knives or something, because he's crazy.
You quickly pull the knife out, but as you look in your rearview mirror, you don't see any sign of him.
Oh, like praise
he just
all.
Vanished into the night.
That's probably for the best. Oh, I don't know if I can go to the Historical Society, though, because he might be there and try to finish the job.
Didn't seem like it was you specifically he was after, though.
But what if he's still angry?
You won't be the only thing there.
Oh, maybe he'll give me props for getting away. Sometimes I lose my temper. You're done good.
So where are you going?
Well, I am at work right now. I do have to go to the Historical Society. I'm bleeding out my chest, though. I need to deal with that first, I think. Oh, does my resilience make me grow my chest back?
It doesn't, but you do have your ghoul healing power, where you can spend a point of vitae to heal a point of lethal damage.
Nah. That...
Do you have, like, a first aid kit in your car?
I do. But I don't think that'll help with, I guess it will prevent infection and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, you can disinfect and basically suture yourself up.
I should get back into town, though, before I do that, in case Nathan catches up with me. I don't want to be, like, out next to the road in a wooded area where the murderers are already just stalking out in the woods. God. Just add one extra layer of risk. I don't need that.
Nathan is now Brock Sampson.
I don't know who that is.
He's from Venture Brothers.
Oh, that's just why.
When I thought of him running alongside your car, stabbing it with a knife, that was the only thing I could think of.
Okay, so you are going to try to suture yourself up, essentially?
I could go to a hospital, but they'll ask questions that I can't answer. Yeah, I'm going to try to help myself. Hello?
Why don't you...
Everything
make
very
me
fun.
A Dex plus Medicine, please.
Dex? Medicine? I have a specialty for medicine, for emergency medicine. Does that count?
Yes.
So that's... The specialty is plus one, yes?
Yes.
Okay. I got one.
That is not enough. Your difficulty was equal to the overall number of health points lost.
Oh, God, did I make it worse?
No, I mean, you suture yourself up, you put some disinfectant on it, and you bandage it. that you're just not.
Oh, I don't get any health back, but yes. I'm not going to die of sepsis now.
Yeah.
Which is helpful.
So much more forgiving than Burning Wheel.
It really is, but a lot of bad shit happens to your character.
Yeah, also, like, vampires can just attempt to murder you without consequences for them.
What do they care? You're meat.
Exactly. Oh, but if I don't know this, but if the prince thinks humans are useful tools, maybe he'll get in trouble. I don't know if D'Angelo is the prince. I don't even know who D'Angelo is.
That's true. You never met him.
But I was just observing that out of character. So now I guess I should. I should get a new shirt. No, I'll go to the Historical Society. I can take like my overshirt off or something and be like, I'm going in to fight a fire. I don't want to ruin my nice shirt. Leave it.
Okay. You pull up to the building. It seems like you're pretty much the last one there since it's in Augusta. So it's like a 20-minute drive from you from being all the way out of the cabin.
And I had to stop to...
yes, suture yourself.
Yeah. All right.
There are a lot of sheriffs and a lot of fire trucks fighting. The building itself is pretty small and wooden. It looks like it used to be an old sort of colonial house, but it is completely obscured by flames. It is a raging fire. You can't even imagine how something like this started.
Well, shit. Is there someone giving directions to people like, hey, you go over there and pull the burning bodies out of the wreckage?
There are firefighters doing it. It looks like the police are mostly holding a perimeter.
Okay. What was I needed here for?
Hold the perimeter? There's nothing else going on.
Is anyone, like, trying to even get into the set? Like, who wants to go to the Historical Society in the middle of the night? It's closed anyway. And it's on fire. Who would want to go in there?
You are pondering these questions when the building starts to collapse in on itself. The firefighters outside look terrified.
Uh-oh.
Because they are not all accounted for.
Oh, shit. I don't know. How can I... What?
Be a hero!
I don't think that actually works in... Not movies. Maybe in TV shows. Those aren't movies. But I mean, Jonah's in there, right?
Maybe. Could be.
This is the only catastrophe that's happened, and it happened at the same time as Shazbot, yeah?
Yeah.
I might have to go in. I might have to. I have no choice. Like, Jonah's in there, and the firefighters are just not cutting it. Is there anywhere I could go in, or is it like there used to be a door, but now it's wreckage?
There's a door-shaped hole that is wreathed in flame.
Is it? Would it be possible for me to go in without just being like, I'm going to walk in and be burned to death right now here in the door?
There is a extreme chance of burning to death. Even the firefighters who are in full protective gear seem afraid of going in. They are taking it very cautiously, even to save their brothers trapped inside.
Oh, God. I need to, maybe
you do
someone...
have special ghoul powers, so you've got that going for you.
Oh, what is that going to do against fire? It's probably the ghoul's weakness is fire. Or vampires. I guess probably, like, if you have a month to just wait them out, that would be the ghoul's weakness. Has anyone gotten out of this building?
Not since you've arrived. Again, you arrived like half an hour after this whole thing started.
Maybe the police know. Yeah, that... I can talk to them. They're just standing around anyway.
Okay, you approach one of the officers holding a perimeter. He's a Augusta police officer.
Has anyone gotten out?
What?
Has anyone gotten out?
No, we haven't seen anyone.
Is he deaf or is it loud out here?
I mean, there's sirens and fire and shit.
Okay.
We had
so there wasn't
person.
There wasn't anyone inside.
People leaving.
What?
There shouldn't have been people inside, but it seems like there were.
So people were seen leaving.
Yeah. Soon after it started, think it might be an arson.
Huh. Where did they go? How many people? What? Yeah, all the informations.
I saw a person leave out the front door. We just got it from the 911 call.
Who called it in?
Lady who lives across the street.
I'm gonna go across the street and talk to that lady. Is that lady out on her front lawn in her nightgown being like, ah?
Yeah, she's got rollers in her hair. Yeah, totally.
Are you being serious or sarcastic?
I'm being serious.
All right. I'm going to approach her then. I hope it's a little quieter across the street so that I don't have to listen to this lady yell.
Oh, now you make me want to make her deaf.
Don't do it.
Okay. You approach the lady. She's standing across the street in her nightgown. Oh. Fretting as she watches this building burn.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
You were the person who called in to 911, right?
That's right.
One of the other officers told me that you saw somebody leaving as the fire started.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a good look at them? Was it a man or a woman? Could you tell anything
just
about
it? I saw a shadow moving against the fire. It ran off down the street.
Which way down the street?
She sort of points and runs deeper into Augusta.
Is there anything remarkable in that direction?
Augusta?
But I mean, there's not like the... Like, this was the historical society, and then there's, like, the Museum of Societal History just down the road or something.
Now you're making me Google what is next to the Kennebec County Historical Society.
Oh, is this like, you're using real Augusta landmarks?
Yes, that is a real place. Well, there's Mount Hope Cemetery.
Oh. Well, Jonah lived on the cemetery.
Several blocks down the road is the Kennebec County Registry Probate. But no. Oh, the board overseers of the bar.
I don't think any of them can help me right now.
Okay. No, you don't see anything of particular importance.
So it was just one person you saw?
That's right.
Did they seem like they were they trying to flee the fire, or were they just trying to get away before the fire had really taken off?
The fire had started. They were running. I don't know. It's people in there all the time.
At this hour?
About the weird stuff. Yeah. I asked them about it once. They said it's some sort of city council meeting that they do every night.
City council meeting every night, huh? Do I know anything about a city council meeting every night? I really should sit in on that kind of thing, because
there's not an all-night city council meeting at the Historical Society.
But that could, you know, that could make or break my pay raise. I have an interest in these kind of meetings. How would I even begin to investigate this? Has the building burned down completely yet?
Yes, it's basically a blazing pile of rubble.
They'll get the fire down, though, soon, so it'll just be smoking rubble, right? Smoldering, rather than still burning.
It's not. I mean, you've held perimeter and been at several firefighting operations before. It is not going down easily.
They're not bringing the fight tonight. This is not their night, is what you're saying. They're not doing poorly, but this fire just has some fight in it.
Yes. Possibly some sort of accelerant was used if it really was an arson.
Oh, no. Maybe it was an arson. Maybe I could... I bet it was that little shit that we let go. The one who wanted to sneak into Jonah's house. I'm not saying that to the lady. I was polite to the lady and thanked her for her time and walked away.
Okay.
So
do you have anything else to do, or are you just going to stand around and watch them fight this fire for a while?
Can I go in the direction the person ran and see if there's any sign of which way they went? Like, maybe they had a dripping can of gasoline. I don't know.
No, you find no sign of which way they went. It was one person walking down a street in a city.
Oh, no. They could be anywhere, then.
Yes.
But where's Jonah? I have to just sit on my thumb until this fire's out so I can look for Jonah inside the wreckage.
Okay. Well, fighting the fire takes the remainder of the night. The sun comes up before they finally extinguish it.
Oh, shit.
Bill?
This is awful.
Yes.
You wake up. It's Tuesday.
Oh, time to get ready for work.
You had a very shitty night's sleep because it was interrupted by a vampire.
Yeah, really, what the fuck? That's shitty. I agree.
As you are heading into work, the local radio is abuzz talking about how the Historical Society burned down in a suspected arson in the wee hours of the morning.
That's just terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'm not a history teacher, but that's terrible.
Okay. And of course, many people are likening it to the fire at the Nightingale High School.
Oh, they do that with every fire around here.
Yeah, they do.
The barbecue gets out of control. Oh, it's just like the fire at the high school. Well, how many people died? Nobody. But it's exactly the same. Know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yep. Yep.
Drew.
Yes.
I assume you wake up. It is Tuesday. I don't know if you have any special plans on this Tuesday.
I did want to call. I did want to call Rufus Irons back to see if we could reschedule.
Okay. You call him up, and he says, "Sure, come on up today. Right now, awesome. It works fine. Whenever you get around to it."
All right. I'm going to say that I don't have any jobs till the afternoon, so I will. But I do have jobs in the afternoon, probably till about maybe 4 or 5. So I'm going to head up. What time is it now? Probably. I guess I would probably wake up at around 8.
Okay.
So I'm going to head over to Irons' place.
All right.
Hopefully I won't be followed this time.
Yes, you drive up there extra cautiously.
Yeah.
Nothing seems to happen on the way there. You do pass by the spot where the other car slammed into a cluster of trees after it was run off the road. The car has been hauled away. There's some little bits of metal debris and smashed tree marking where it was.
You know what? I'm going to pull over for a minute or two. Is it all right if I try and check there to see if there's, like, I don't know, maybe some sort of... Well, we know it was Rufus's car, but I wonder if there was any kind of identifying paraphernalia or something inside it that might have gotten... I'd like to just look over the scene to see if there's anything that I can, I guess search for clues.
Sure. Make me a wits composure.
Wits and composure. That would be... Oh, I have that amount of dice. Ooh, this gravy train keeps going. 3 successes, and then a 10. And a 6. It's 8 and above, right?
Yes.
2 successes.
Okay. You start digging around in the debris. I mean, it's a lot of metal pieces and pieces of plastic that make up the exterior of the car. And then you find something rather interesting in some of the wooden debris. I mean, you can see how it was easily overlooked, confused for another branch. But you find in the midst of some of these wood a long stick, 2.5, maybe 3 feet long, of petrified wood. And it looks like it has been carved smooth. You're not sure what it's doing there, but it's definitely out of place.
I like this thing. Petrified wood. Do you guys remember the properties of petrified wood?
It's brittle.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Wood turned into stone is a name given to a special type of fossilized remains of terrestrial vegetation. It's a result of a tree having completely transitioned to stone by the process of permineralization. So it's been replaced with a silicate. So it's all the organic material has been replaced with a mineral, something like silicate. So I guess it's kind of like a quartz stick.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to keep this.
Okay.
Nifty. And I'm going to put it in my car for safekeeping.
All right. You put it in your car and continue up along your way. You drive up to the land that has been, you did your research on, so you're familiar with where it is, and you pull into what is barely even a dirt trail. And you see that there is another car there, although it is not in runnable condition. It is definitely the smashed up car you saw yesterday. It's just sitting there. There's a tarp under it catching the leaking fluids.
Oh, looks like he got his car returned.
When you park next to it and get out, you look out upon this vast landscape of untouched land. And it's hard not to let your mind wander as you
cast your eyes over this grassland that is sprouted here, there, and everywhere with mushrooms of various sizes.
Wow.
And over
I hate to break your immersion for a second, but did Drew find out that that car was owned by Rufus?
No, I don't think that was ever told to him. I think Levi found out. And I don't think that was ever relayed to Drew.
I don't think I relayed.
Yeah, him. No, I don't think that, cuz I did call Levi about it, but they didn't he didn't tell me it was Rufus's car, just that it was stolen.
So, in the center of this field is a rather plain tent. And the only thing remotely luxurious about it is that there seems to be a solar-powered generator sitting alongside it, humming quietly.
Hmm. Going green, huh? All right, I'm going to approach the tent. I don't know how I'm going to knock. I guess I'm going to sort of tap on the side of the tent or say, "Hey, Mr. Irons, you in there?"
"Yes, come in."
Oh, excellent. Wonderful. Great. I'm going to just kind of pull back the tent and sort of get inside.
Okay. When you step inside, he's sitting on the floor in kind of a meditation pose. The decor of the tent, as much as there is any, is kind of a strange amalgamation. He's got pressed leaves, and there's just a plain grass floor in here with little bits of mushrooms coming up. But he also has, you know, his cell phone and his iPad sitting on a small table.
I like the juxtaposition.
He stands and stretches.
Hey.
Thank you for coming up, Mr. Russell.
I'm going to reach out, shake his hand.
He shakes your hand.
Wow, I love this place. This is great.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, almost makes me feel a little bit bad that we're going to be building something on it.
That's why I want to minimize our impact. Why don't you come over here, take a look at these blueprints.
Okay.
He unrolls the paper and smooths it out. This is an unusual house. It's hexagon-shaped, kind of up on stilts, so it's above the ground, and the center is missing. It's almost like the outline of a hexagon, and in the center it is a natural spring in the field.
Hmm. Did I see the spring when I was walking over?
Yeah, he actually set his tent up right next to it.
Okay. Oh. I guess you're not actually going to be building anything on the land at all, huh?
Not as much as I can help it.
Did you design this yourself?
I oversaw the design. I'm no architect.
Hmm.
What's going to be very important for you is we're going to have state-of-the-art security here. As you can see from my car, you can never be too careful.
Yeah, I, was gonna ask you about that. You, that's your car?
Yes, it was stolen from me last night.
Last night?
Two nights ago. The night before the accident.
Right, the accident. I told you that I was, somebody tried to run me off the road with your car.
Yes. What are the odds?
Not very good at all, which is why I wanted to ask you about that.
What would you like to know?
Is there anybody who's targeting you, or did you ever find out who stole the car from you? I mean, the person who was driving the car, he's still in the hospital, you know, and I would think that you'd be a little bit concerned about, you know, what property of yours got stolen. Maybe we'll try and bring the guy to justice.
He seems to have already been brought to justice by the fickle hand of fate.
It's not the kind of justice I'm talking about. I mean the kind of justice for society. And I'm, you understand, you know, I can't help but be just a little bit suspicious about this.
You think I had something to do with it?
Well, I don't think that you would arrange to have your own car stolen and then have a person that you're going to try to pay to do work for you to, you know, be killed with it. But it was a very dangerous situation for me, and I can't help but wonder if maybe I'm getting involved, like maybe if there's a group of people who are targeting you that I might have to know about if I'm going to work for you. You yourself just said, you know, state-of-the-art security you're installing here.
How is your wits empathy, sir?
My wits empathy is actually pretty good.
Why don't you give it a roll for me?
Alright, and I'm going to put some willpower to it. How much willpower do I have? Okay, good. I've been redone. And my phone is ringing, but I'm going to ignore it and call them back as soon as the scene is over.
Okay.
Okay, so that's an extra 3 dice I get for the willpower?
Yes.
Alright, let's see. So that's 6 total. I'm rolling D10s. I'm sorry, I don't have this many dice, so I have to put it into the die roller. Bam. 1, 9, 6, 8, 3, 9. 3 successes.
Okay. You can tell that he is hesitant and deliberately trying to evade answering you, but as you move in and start to pin him down, he just sighs. Yes, I have enemies. I have people targeting me. Very dangerous people. And yes, they probably stole my car and ran you off the road to send some sort of message.
All right, and who are these people? Mr. Irons, we can, you know, you can be pretty, you said you wanted state-of-the-art security. You can be protected.
State of your art security. Anyway, they're business.
Hold on a second. I don't mean to interrupt, but what do you mean state of my art?
Electronic security.
Yes.
You're an electrician, yes?
Of course.
So the best electronic security money can buy.
Well, I mean, you're talking things like, you know, you got keypads, you get alarm systems. Sure, I can help you set that up. I mean, in terms of, you know, you as a person being targeted. I mean, this is, you know, I don't know you very well, but you seem like a nice guy, and I don't want to, I mean, this could be a really great job for me. You know, this could be a start of a good partnership, and I want to make sure that you're safe if we're going to be going about doing this.
Don't worry about me. I'm very lucky.
All right. Oops. But if this starts to extend into my life, more so than it already has, you understand I'm going to be asking you more questions.
I understand. Speaking of luck, I do have something I want to give you. He opens one of the drawers on his desk. You were talking about justice. I figure you've had a run of bad luck, so you're owed some good. He takes out an ordinary sealed pack of bicycle playing cards and tosses them to you.
Catch. Because, you know, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps those will give you the justice, even the odds.
Hmm. I like these. It's a pack of cards, though. I mean, you know, play a couple games in solitaire, I guess, but,
Play to win. Poker. Texas Hold'em. Something good. Blackjack.
Baccarat?
What's your game? Do you actually know how to play Baccarat? I don't think I've ever met anyone who does.
It's impossible, I tell you. Yeah, there's something about you have to have, like, 2 decks and a referee. It's more like football than it is cards.
Those are cards you can count on. So, use them when you really need them.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the gift. I'm going to pocket it and get back to discussing his blueprints with him.
Okay. He lays out for you ridiculously secure systems. He's highly interested in biometrics and things that can only be opened by him. And most of the rooms on his blueprints are labeled. You know, he's got study, library, bedroom, you know, all of those things. But he has something that is just listed as secure vault that is through several levels of security.
What are you hiding bodies in there?
Not at all. Just some antiquities. Things of personal value.
Oh yeah, no, you're a pretty wealthy guy. I imagine you want to make sure you got some stuff you want to lock up.
I am a collector of sorts. Now this is very important, and I understand it's going to be expensive. But I want the walls in this room lined with copper and then iron.
Copper and iron?
Yes. And then I'm going to do wood paneling on the front, I think.
So you're talking copper paneling and iron behind it or in front of it?
Like, doesn't matter.
Sheet metal paneling?
Yes.
Is that for your security system?
Yes.
So what are you thinking, like a some kind of touch-sensitive type thing?
No, just a... Just trust me on this one, okay?
Alright, well, you're talking about... I mean, I just gotta make sure that this is, this is shielded from the current that's gonna be running through the house.
Right, well, that's why I brought in an expert.
Yeah. Alright, well, it'll be a little tough, and it's definitely gonna be... I'm not gonna have anything to do with the rest of the construction of the house, but I can make sure that your systems don't intercept with this.
You know, you make a very interesting point. You're not going to be involved in the construction of the rest of this house, but I'd like you to be. I trust you, Mr. Russell.
Well, thank you. I always try to do honest business, but I just want to, you're definitely going to have to hire some subcontractors here.
This
is not a one-man job, but... I can do my best to help you out. Like I said, I had a couple of people. I was hoping they were all going to come today, but a lot of my contacts, they all had other jobs. And, you know, with the accident, I mean, yes. Unfortunately, I couldn't get any of them on short notice. So
we had some of your friends here yesterday. I did have a chance to talk to them. But I want you, Mr. Russell. You've seen my blueprints. I want you to make them a reality. I want you to be in charge of the construction. You hire subcontractors. You get anything you need. What is your usual per diem?
Well,
I'll triple it. We clear? I want to be your only client, and I want you to make this happen as quickly as possible.
All right. I'll invoice you.
Fantastic. It was no accident that we met, sir. It was fate.
I think I like my fate, then. This is, you know what? Yeah, I'll stop taking other jobs. Of course, naturally, you understand that I have a few that I've still got to finish up, but once all of my appointments are cleared, I'll stop taking new clients if it means I can get this done that much quicker.
Excellent. I understand you don't abandon people, even people who try to kill you. I like that about you.
How did you know about that?
I called the hospital.
Well, thank you. I'll do my best.
I have every confidence in you.
I appreciate that. Well, then, do you mind if I take these blueprints? Or do you need to... You know what? Actually, it says secure... I mean, you really want this to be, secure, and I feel like if I take any of these off the If I take any of these off the property, then, you know, we might leak any of your secrets out here. But any materials that I can take, just let me know about that, and I'll see if I can get. I'll see if I can propose the job to some subcontractors.
Right. We will. We'll have some secure blueprints drawn up. Something that is sparse on some of the details.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you don't want to put a big sign that says "Extremely Secure Vault" on something and just call it a room.
Sounds good. That's why I hired you. Your expertise.
All right, well, I'll get to work immediately then.
Excellent.
Okay.
Lori, right, what are
before
you...
Oh. Well, before we continue onward and we get too far into this, I, as a person, don't know anything about building a house.
Neither do I.
Okay, can we assume that that happened, that I'm capable of getting people to do this?
Yeah, I assume
that you... You gotta believe, Tom. I think you're so great at building houses, you just gotta trust your instincts a little bit more.
You don't even know how good you are at building houses.
I suck at Minecraft and The Sims, so I'm gonna assume I'm really bad at it in Vampire as well.
How can you be bad at The Sims?
My Sims always fall into a depression spiral. Which I'm sure says something about me.
Alright, great. Just want to get that out of the way. I got a phone call to make, so okay. Be right back.
Oh boy!
Lori, what do you do on Tuesdays?
I go to work. I hope my crazy girlfriend doesn't show up while I'm at work.
Okay.
And then after work, I want to go home.
So the good news is your crazy girlfriend doesn't show up at work.
The bad news is that she's at your house when you get home.
Is that really what happened?
That is the bad news. She's waiting at your front door. When you
yes, I'm correct.
Well, hello.
Hi, Lori. She sort of eases herself up to her feet.
Have you been waiting long?
No, I know what time you get out of work. And I know you didn't want me coming in to visit you at work, because it makes you uncomfortable.
It does that, but I hope you didn't wait long. Because this also makes me feel uncomfortable. You waiting for me at my house.
Yeah.
So let me let you in. Let's get you situated. I'll try and be a good host. I'm gonna open the door, let her in, maybe invite her for cake. You want some cookies? I like to bake.
Cookies would be great.
Okay. I'm going to give her a plate of snickerdoodle and chocolate chip cookies.
Okay. She's looking all over your house as she's waiting for you.
Oh, that's creepy.
She sits down and starts to eat.
So, how was your day?
Not very good, Lori.
What happened?
Some people came by the club. And they were asking about you.
That's terrible. What did they want, you know?
They wanted to know if you've been acting strangely, going out at night, had any mysterious friends associating with any night owls. And
who were these people?
I got the distinct impression they meant you harm.
Oh gosh, that's terrifying actually. How did they confront you, I wonder? Or how did they know to?
Probably have been having you followed or something like that.
Hmm. Well, did you tell him anything?
No, of course not. Oh. I don't want them to hurt you.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you. But I wonder... I don't know where... Oh, gosh. I don't feel safe anymore. Where can I go? What am I going to do?
Well, we could talk to them, find out who they are.
But they mean me harm. So you say, and I trust your instincts. They're probably good. I mean, if there's one thing that I can trust you on, it's that you want me to not die.
I really don't want you to die.
So, you know, there's that. Hmm. Do you think they'll... Well, did you tell them anything? Like, what did you say to them?
Well, I told them a little bit about you. I told them that I think they might have... I must have you confused with someone else. That you're not up to anything seedy. And then I got them to go into the walk-in, and then I locked them in there.
Are they still in the walk-in?
Yeah.
We should probably see them. How long have they been there?
Maybe an hour and a half.
Oh, that's a relief. Not too long. That's still kidnapping, you know. That's, what you did was illegal.
Do you think I should let them out?
Oh gosh, I'm so conflicted. I definitely think you should let them out, but we should talk to them and confront this rationally and oh gosh, I don't know what to do. Do you mind if I call over a friend and interrogate them? Like, cause I know a guy in the police force, and he probably would be better at interrogating than I am.
Sure.
Okay.
If you think he's trustworthy.
Yeah, that's what I would call him. Okay, I'll give you a sec. I'm gonna go call Levi.
Okay. Oh, while you're at it, make me a resolve composure. Yeah, it
I
does.
Should just. I know. Hold on. Hey, resolve.
Who wants to roll those?
What happens if I break resolve? What happens if I don't roll this? It's four dice. I haven't failed yet.
No, you haven't.
Oh, God. I made one success.
Okay. Ugh.
It gets scary. All right.
So you are calling Levi?
Yes, please. Bring, 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 bring.
Am I still at a fire? Or is this...
Oh, no, this is...
This is after work.
Yeah, this is afternoon, so...
Okay.
Calling back in time.
Yeah, time travel, but hello. I might be dead right now.
Hello.
Why would you be dead?
I don't know, if I follow bing, this bing. Arsonist
and bing, then, bing.
You know, before it reaches afternoon I die in the course of following the arsonist.
But you... I'm assuming you live through the afternoon.
Oh, good. That's brightening my day already.
Bing, all right.
Hello!
Hi! Levi, what's up?
Not much. I'm at home.
Oh, well, so am I. But... apparently, people have been asking scary questions about me, and they're scary. And my girlfriend locked them up in a walk-in, and I think that's terrible, and we should release them. And two, I don't want to do it alone. So I was wondering if you could stop by and be an intimidating male figure of authority and guns.
So you've kidnapped a man, is what I'm getting from you've
couple,
kidnapped a man.
Like at least one, them. Probably more. It wasn't me, but it was somebody
fingers.
Else. Two.
So what you're telling me is that you've kidnapped. This is at your home. You've kidnapped
no,
two
no,
people.
No. This is somewhere else, and I want to go to that somewhere else. It's in Augusta, and release them. But I don't want to do it alone. Could you help me, please?
What kind of question? Like scary questions. What is that?
They were asking questions like. What do I do at night? And who I associate with at night? And it just makes me feel like they know too much.
Know too much about what?
You know, ghosts and stuff. And other things. Cough, cough.
Other things, okay.
Sure. Just meet me up there. Awesome, great, fantastic.
You didn't tell me where there is.
It's Aphrodite.
Uh-huh.
It's a bar.
Okay. I guess, so.
Club thing. Okay! I guess I'll see you there. You got your GPS stuff and your...
I'll figure out where it is.
All right, or call me back for directions. Okay, talk to you later. See you soon. Bye. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Karina,
I'm
going to
drive on up
suspiciously.
There. Who?
What happened suspiciously?
Karina is watching you suspiciously as you hang up the phone. Lori?
Hey.
What aren't you telling me?
We did ghost hunting. And there's a whole occult realm that I kind of snooped in. And I don't want it to bite me in the ass and kill me. Because that's what the occult does, right? I mean, from what I've seen, the occult is not very nice.
Okay. So we should probably get rid of those guys then.
Well, not get rid. I mean, that's a terrible thing to say, and I don't condone murder, but we should definitely find out what they know and who sent them and things. But I don't want to kill people. That's terrible. Have you ever killed somebody, Karina?
No.
Okay. Let's go!
You can make me a roll if you want to determine if she's actually telling you the truth.
You know, that's probably a good idea. I'm like pretty hopeful, but what do I have to roll?
Roll me your wits empathy.
I can probably roll that really well. Let's see. Wits is... How smart am I? 3. And empathy is... 2? That's 5 dice? Aw, oh, dude. Totally got this. Totally clear so fun. Okay. I got 2 successes.
She seems to be telling the truth. You don't think she's ever killed anyone.
That's fantastic.
You haven't had any reason to suspect that she has in the past.
She has really striking looks that could probably kill or something. But anyway, it's good to know that I'm not dating an obvious murderer.
So, do you want to drive up there together?
Sure. Well, I guess you took your own car here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I can
Let's
always
go.
Bring you back.
Huh?
I can always bring you back when we're done.
That's true. No Oh man, I wonder how you drive. I better buckle up.
She walks you to her car that she parked on the street out front. It is a brand new cherry red convertible.
Oh man, that's a nice car.
She gets in the driver's seat and of course does not buckle up.
Yeah, I'm totally gonna buckle up because that's the law. You know, Karina, you should buckle up too. You could get a ticket.
Yeah, someone actually stopped me the other day for that.
Really? What happened?
I just talked to him and he decided he didn't want to give me a ticket.
Yeah, you could definitely get away with that.
She turns the ignition and takes off. As you expected, she drives as wild as she lives. She actually does seem to have great control over the vehicle, though. She just speeds excessively and changes lanes to get a little bit ahead.
She's always tailgating. That's great.
Yep.
I sweat profusely in the passenger seat, but try to play it off as being cool. Yeah, this is fantastic. Ooh.
She pulls up to her club, and I assume very shortly after Levi arrives.
Awesome.
Okay, so Levi, you pull up in front of this Greek-themed nightclub. It doesn't seem to be open yet. Is something, I guess, stagnant about this place? It feels strange for such a new club. But as you pull up, this woman is stepping out of a convertible in front of you. She is everything. Like, photoshopped in real life, perfection. She's all legs and ass and tits and face and everything. Flawlessly beautiful. And you can go ahead and roll me a resolve plus composure, please.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, turns out you're a part of it now, buddy.
Oh, dicks. Where's resolve? Resolve and composure.
Okay. I'm actually really curious to see what happens if you fail. So no pressure or anything.
Well, that did not happen because I got 3, 4, 10s, and
what?
Then an 8.
Ridiculous.
So is that 5 successes?
Yes, I think.
Okay. So is this your friend?
Yeah, this is Karina, this is Levi, Arthur.
She nice reaches out to shake your hand.
I'll do that back and shake her hand too.
So, nice to meet you. There's, no rush or anything, but there are people that we should probably make sure haven't killed themselves yet.
So, I'm still not really clear. You kidnapped 2 people because they were asking you questions.
They wanted to hurt Lori.
Now, what gave you the idea that they wanted to hurt Lori?
They were asking about where they might find her and what she's been up to. And I just get a bad feeling from the whole thing.
Maybe they found her wallet or something and they just wanted to return it.
You know, I actually trust Karina's instincts. I think if she says they were going to do me harm, there's probably some truth to that. And I just want to play it cautiously and safe. Maybe not to the point of kidnapping them, but now that that's already happened, we should.
So you locked them in here. Did you confront them? Like, did you hold them at gunpoint, or did you just...
No, I just asked them to step inside there, and then I locked them in.
All right. Did they protest in any way when they realized they were locked in?
Oh, yeah, they were really mad.
Okay, so maybe if you guys didn't come in, and I play it off like I got a call that they're in here and I'm saving them, they'll be willing to talk more to me and tell me whatever it is that you want me to ask them about.
You're not going to arrest me or anything, are you, officer?
I don't intend to at the moment.
That's fantastic.
I'd like to resolve this without drawing any attention to whatever they were asking questions about.
Oh, as would I, but I definitely want to know, so be sure to interrogate them well. I trust you. I've got a lot of faith in your ability to be honest with me and Chummy. And
she steps right up to you, Levi, and puts a hand on your chest. You're really sweet. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's dice?
That is dice. It doesn't necessarily have to affect your behavior, but just for reference, that would be 5 successes on a seduction.
Oh, well, okay.
That's funny.
I am going to step backward to remove her from my personal space very awkwardly, and how do I go in here? Is there like a back door or anything? Anything I should know going in here?
Yeah, there's a back door. It leads out into the alley. You can just go in the front door. It's not locked.
And there's nobody else in here?
No, not for
a third person that you didn't lock in.
Yuck, another
hour.
All right. I guess I should go in, huh?
I guess so.
I guess I'll go in.
Okay.
Come with you.
Good luck.
And I go.
Okay. You walk inside and find your way to the back room, the back area of the club. Even though it's not a particularly big place, for some reason you get lost several times in the hallway before you find the kitchen and then find what you assume is the big metal door for the walk-in freezer that has just a metal rod stuck in it so that it can't be opened.
Is it like deliberately designed to be confusing, or it's just disorienting, or what?
No, it seems straightforward enough, and you think like, all right, I just gotta go that way. It's like, wait, no, this is where I just came from.
Oh, I hope it's not like magical and it turns me around when I step across a threshold and I didn't realize it and then I walk back down the hallway I just came down. And
it's not labyrinthian or anything weird like that. You're just apparently stupid today.
Oh.
Finding your way around.
I don't want to be stupid.
Good thing this is in the past. Jeez.
This is in the future. Okay. Is anybody in there?
Yes! Someone pounds on the door. Crazy bitch locked us in here! Out!
What were you doing in here?
Was just asking some questions.
So I, fuck it. I'm gonna take out my gun. Yeah. And I'll cautiously open the door with it pointed in case they're gonna jump out and try to club me with a meat or something.
Okay. You open the door, you see a guy in sort of a dress shirt with an ill-fitting tie and slacks. Raise his hands as when he sees that you're holding a gun. The guy behind him has sort of a big overcoat and is kind of short and squat and is trying to hiding behind the other guy. He's ill-shaven and looks suspiciously up at you.
Suspiciously, huh?
Yeah.
Like, his appearance is suspicious, or he's looking at me in a suspicious way? He's
suspicious of you.
Oh, okay.
He is kind of a shady-looking guy, too, but...
There's just two of you in there, right? No one else?
Yeah.
Alright, come out slowly, and I'm gonna back up.
Okay.
I wanna ask you guys some questions.
They file out at gunpoint.
Alright, I reluctantly stop pointing a gun at them and see what they do. What do they do?
Stand there, waiting for you to ask those questions.
Oh, wow, they're compliant. That's surprising. So you came here to ask questions of who?
Some lady named Karita. She owns this place.
And what did you come here to ask her about?
Look, I'm a detective. This is my assistant. We were hired to look into this lady called Lori Varnes.
Uh-huh.
We found out she's been getting into some weird stuff, and that she's apparently dating the club owner, and went to ask her a few questions. Next thing I know, I'm waking up in the freezer.
Waking up?
Yeah.
Were you knocked out?
I don't know. We were talking, and then I was in a freezer.
Did you, like, black out, or what?
I guess.
Huh. Who hired you?
I'm afraid that's confidential.
Come on, man. I'm a police officer. I just rescued you from being captive in a freezer. I'm just trying to figure out who actually needs to be arrested for this.
I'll give you a hint. It's the crazy bitch who kidnapped us.
She hired you?
No, she's the one who should be arrested. I didn't do anything illegal. I was talking to someone who said they were willing to answer questions. And then we were imprisoned in a freezer, freezing my goddamn balls off.
Wait, she said that she was willing to answer questions?
I said I wanted to ask her some things about Lori. She said okay. She led us upstairs into a weird sex palace.
What?
And then I was asking her questions, she was answering, and then freezer.
Still a shock.
Huh. And you haven't, you didn't talk to the woman through the door or anything? Like, she didn't explain why she locked you up or anything?
No.
Huh. Well, as far as I can tell, you guys haven't done anything wrong. But if I knew who was looking for information about this Lori character, I may be able to more effectively follow up on seeing that Karina, you said her name was, receives justice.
What difference does it make?
Because if I know who's asking questions about Lori, and by extension, her friend, I guess. Oh, you said she was dating the manager? By extension, this club owner, I might be able to get more information from them.
What information do you need? We were wrongfully imprisoned by some crazy dyke.
Well, I don't know. Like, you came in here. I don't know if your side of the story is what really happened. I need to talk to her. I need to talk to anyone who could know anything about this.
Look, can I just leave?
Do you have a card or something in case I need to ask you more in the course of this investigation?
Yeah, fine. Okay. Reaches into his pocket and fishes out a sort of dirty, faded card. Yeah, it doesn't look like he hands out a lot of business cards. Had them printed years ago.
Oh, okay. Unless this is someone else's business card that he took off a man he killed.
Sure. It says Griffin Investigations. And it just says Detective Griffin.
Alright, so Detective Griffin?
Yes.
And your associate?
Walter.
Walter and Detective Griffin. Alright, if I need any more information, I can contact you. This card is sort of old. This is still your office and number and everything?
14 years.
And this is a private investigation contractor type scenario?
Yes, I'm fully licensed. Everything's on the up and up except that crazy dyke.
Alright, well, I can walk you out if you want me to make sure that you don't get re-kidnapped.
How about I just go out the back?
I'll take you out there then. Through the back door. Is this place still confusing to leave?
Yes, they follow you as you get turned around several times.
Oh no.
And eventually find the back door.
Hooray!
They walk out the back.
Do they go somewhere suspicious from there? Like, do they climb up the wall or something?
No, they get into their car that's parked in the alley.
Oh, is there anything sketchy out there?
They parked their car illegally in an alley.
I'm gonna write down their license, Jazz.
Okay. And unless you stop off? Them, they drive away. Lori, you can see a kind of a sketchy-looking run-down car drive out of the alley and pull out into the street.
Hmm. Do they see me? Maybe I should cower and hide.
Okay. Well, they do look over as they drive out. Karina scowls.
Oh! Oh, that must be them, then.
Yeah, that's them.
Well, at least you're not in trouble for currently kidnapping people anymore. I mean, that's a good thing.
Maybe. Assuming your friend cooperates.
I trust Levi. He's a good guy.
If you say so.
All right. Oh, I should go over and ask him what he found. I'm so excited.
I'm going to go back inside.
Okay.
And I guess wait for... I wonder if they're going to come inside. Or maybe I'll go knock on the front door. Is it glass? Can they see me?
No.
Hi!
I'll open the door and wait for them to come in or something.
Hi!
I hear him knock, I guess, or something. I'm just gonna go inside.
Yeah, I let them in. I invite them to come inside the place that Karina owns.
That works.
She steps inside the place she owns.
So that was interesting.
Yeah, I guess. How did it go? What happened?
So apparently somebody hired them. They were private investigators to find out information about you, Lori. Do you know anyone who would want to find out more about you?
I can't imagine why. Not really. I wonder if this, if it's just me? Karina, is there somebody from your past that would want to find information out on me? Because I can't think of anything I've done recently that would single me out.
No, I don't think I have anyone who'd be looking for you.
That's a relief.
They didn't...
Is she telling the truth? Can I just trust her?
Yeah, well, me with empathy.
Again?
Yeah, again.
More of this.
More dice rolling.
Uh-oh, one success.
Okay, she seems to be telling a very specific version of the truth. She doesn't think that anyone would be looking for you through her for anything she did. She clearly runs through a mental Rolodex of skeletons in her closet before she gives you the all clear.
This is something we should talk about later. But anyway.
Anyway, they came here to get information about Lori because they were aware that the two of you were dating. And they said that you allowed them into the building, Karina. Mm-hmm. And you said that you would be willing to answer questions for them. And then they sort of blacked out. They don't remember what happened. And then they were in a freezer. So what happened on your end?
I asked them about who hired them. And they said it was a creepy guy who only contacts them at night. And that he seemed interested in Lori because she was interfering in his business.
Oh, God.
And they think that he wanted to hurt her. Although they don't know his real name. He only pays in cash. And he comes by every couple of nights to check in on them.
Oh, no. And he only comes out at night?
That's what they said.
They make giant eyeballs at Levi.
I make silencing eyeballs, scolding eyeballs at Lori.
Oh, okay. He didn't have a name or anything? No, nothing to address him by?
No, he was Detective Griffin and his companion Walter.
Right, but they don't know the name of the person who's paying them. Just that he pays well and always in cash.
Huh. Well, if he visits them every couple of nights, maybe I could go and, you know, chill out outside their office for a couple of nights and see if anyone turns up. If you're interested in finding out more about this.
I am.
But near as I can tell, they didn't do anything that, as a lawman, I could charge them with. I don't know why.
I'm actually not worried about those two guys. I'm more worried about whoever they're working for. That guy sounds scary.
Lori, please tell me what's going on.
He's part of the occult who stays in all day and only goes out at night. Obviously, somebody who's into weird voodoo rituals and ghosts and things. And that's scary.
Yeah, I think people who shut-ins during the day who only come out at night are pretty weird too.
Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not one of those and that I don't associate with people like that. Everybody I know, I've seen in sunlight, right? I've seen Karina in sunlight. She had that parasol thing.
She was in sunlight like 10 minutes ago in a convertible with her top down.
She's always
She's hot. Basked in sunlight.
Okay. Well, let me know when you want to go over there and check up on Detective Hudawatz and his buddy Walter.
Can I come?
I give Lori a look.
I actually don't want to get you involved, Karina, because you're so important to me, and this is a thing I don't want you to travel down. And if anything happened to you, I'd feel miserable. I'd feel so guilty. Oh, no, it's really best if you don't get involved.
But I can be useful.
You are so useful. You're so useful, you don't have to come along. It's okay.
I don't understand what that means.
Maybe she wouldn't want to risk losing you because you're so useful that this
Karina,
isn't,
if
this
anything
isn't worth
happened
risking
to you. If anything happened to you, I would feel so terrible and so bad and guilty and miserable. I really don't want you to even be exposed to any of that. Please.
Okay, can I talk to you privately for a few minutes?
Sure! Actually, we were just about to part, right, Levi? You've got Levi things to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. You two can head up to the, what do you call it? Never mind. I'm gonna go.
Out of character, I believe the words you used were Sex Palace.
Was it Sex Palace? I thought it was something else.
It was Sex Palace, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, bye now. Thanks again. You're so useful and helpful and wonderful. I don't know what I would have done without you, besides probably go to jail.
What time is it right now?
Early afternoon.
Do I have anything pressing for tonight?
Not that I'm aware of.
Fucking Jonah. Okay, never mind. I can't do that right now.
Okay, let me know when you decide you can. Bye-bye.
I'm gonna go. Bye, Lori. Bye. Nice meeting you, Karina.
She gives you a little wave.
Okay. You wanna head up, Karina? I mean, there's no use talking in... Where? I don't know. Settings. Whatever. What did you want to talk about?
Why don't we have a seat? She sits down at one of the club tables.
Okay.
She sits down across from you and just sort of looks at you, stares at you kind of longingly with her shimmering eyes.
How do you look so beautiful? What do you do?
Just a natural, I suppose. I'm about to roll a big pile of dice. And you can roll me your composure, please.
Just my composure, huh?
Just your composure.
You know, this sounds important. I'm gonna fork. I'm gonna put doodle bops into it. What do they call? Will.
A willpower?
Yeah. But it's like, oh gosh, yeah, definitely. But okay. Oh gosh, it did nothing. I got zero successes. Why?
Okay, as she's looking at you, you start to feel drunk.
Ugh.
Like a drunken honesty that she could ask you anything right now and you would tell her the absolute truth.
Well, that doesn't bode well for secrecy.
Lori, sweetie, are you involved with vampires?
Karina, that's ridiculous. Vampires? Maybe just a little bit.
What does a little bit mean?
Well, I may or may not have met a couple of vampires. And recently, I may or may not have gotten a vampire in trouble by letting the world know that he has a stash of dead bodies in his backyard.
Why did you do that?
I don't always do things that make sense.
I know.
But I think it's okay now. I don't... Like, all that's left is a grudge that a vampire might have, which is still very deadly, but that's it.
And why don't you want me to come along?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it, and I don't really want vampires to see you and be like, whoa, that's something we should destroy and maul and kill and stuff. That's not good. And I don't want you to get hurt. That would really suck. It's my problem. It's okay. I got this. You don't have to worry about it.
Lori, sweetie, do you love me?
Oh, the spot? Karina, I like you a lot, but it's so quick. I don't know, Karina. But I like hanging out with you and spending time with you and sharing things with you.
Okay. Why don't you go to sleep?
That sounds like a great idea. I'm gonna eat some ice cream first.
You say that, and then you just nod off to sleep in your chair. And when you awake, you have no memory of this discussion.
What the heck happened?
Bill.
Oh boy. Time for more boring, eh? The things that have been going on have been much too exciting.
Hey, you have groceries to buy.
Okay. So, I assume you finished your day of classes. Do you have any plans on a Tuesday afternoon?
A Tuesday afternoon? No. Definitely not doing any vampire errands.
Okay, excellent. You walk out to your car in the teacher parking lot, and there is a man standing there. He is, like, albino pale, with a dark black business suit. Very tall, very slender, and spindly looking. With a fedora sitting on the top of his head. And he is just standing next to your car. Still as a statue.
Can I help you?
That depends. Are you Bill McKinley?
Yes, I am he.
Are you the same Bill McKinley who's been stirring up trouble in the world of the supernatural?
Now, those are strong words, and I don't think I've quite done that. I think trouble has stirred itself up, and I've merely been witness to it.
Been witness to it. That's an interesting way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't actually have an interest in the occult? You're just in the wrong place at the right time?
That appears to be the case. I mean, everyone who I talk to keeps saying, no, no, just forget about it. And, well, that's fairly difficult to do, isn't it? Because it keeps coming back.
Indeed, because like it's all around us. Do you want to keep humanity safe from the others, Mr. McKinley?
The others what?
Vampires, wizards, werewolves, yetis, whatever goes bump in the night. Or sometimes in the day.
Well, I mean, sure.
Sure. Does sure mean you're willing to dedicate your life to it? Risk everything to save others?
Dedicate my life and risk everything? But that's a lot. That's dedicating quite a lot and risking quite a lot. You know that.
I do know that.
I mean, is it a thankless job, even?
Yes, absolutely thankless, because you're saving people from the primeval terrors that they don't even know exist. If you do your job right, no one will know you've done anything at all.
Oh my. But it is a noble goal. What does it involve?
It involves pitting your wit against magic and biblical curses and anything else. Your pathetic little fleshy mortal frame and brain needs to compete with terrors that have lived for thousands of years preying on mankind. Do you think you can handle that?
Well, I mean, the way you put it just now, not really. I mean, you don't seem to have a very... Well, you know what you just said.
Yes, I was there. Need to explain this.
I mean, what makes you think I can?
I think you've stumbled into it. So now you have two options before you. You can either commit to it, dedicate your life to something greater than yourself and greater than your entire community, or you can go to the grocery store, buy some rolls, go home, watch TV, fall asleep, and wake up the next day and do everything again.
I see.
The question I put to you, Mr. McKinley, is, are you ready to stop being useless?
Useless, but... Fine, I am ready to stop being useless. Whatever you think useless is.
Fantastic. Then we can begin. And that is where I will call it for today.
I got to speak.
Woo!
That was my favorite part of the session.
Where hey, you had a thing
you.
To do?
You made a I character know. Who does not involve himself in anything.
I know, I made an intensely boring character. I mean, seriously.
I'm excited for this.
Do we get to say what we learned?
I am going to go through that momentarily.
I'm so excited.
So, what did you learn?
I learned that somehow, that Karina will never get a parking ticket in her life, but somehow she convinced two guys to just willingly walk into a freezer and then lock them in it, and that's creepy. I wish I could say that I learned she did that to me, but I can't.
Well, your character didn't learn it.
I learned that she does weird things that are manipulative and drunk.
Anyone else have something they learned?
Yeah.
I learned that the occult just isn't going to go away on its own.
And it only took you 7 sessions.
Yep.
Ba-na-na-na.
I learned that the car that tried to run me off the road belongs to my new employer.
Indeed it does.
I learned that somehow Lori has done something to attract the attention of somebody who's hired private investigators to tail her.
Yes, she did. You may each take 3 experience points.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Hooray!
That's 11.
Oh, boy.
What can I do with 11 experience points?
I should probably use my experience points or something. I have 26.
Yeah.
With 11, can I raise something? No, I'd have to do... I need 15 to raise a stat from 2 to 3, right?
Yes. Attributes are whatever the new dots would be times 5. Skills are new dots times 3. Skill specialties are a flat 3 points. You can get merits for the dots times 2. Morality for new dots times 3. If you happen to have vampiric disciplines, let me look up how much that costs you.
What is it to open a new skill?
3 points.
3 points. Well, I think it might be a good idea for me to open up politics, investigation, and streetwise, because these are all going to be helping me with my new job. Mm-hmm. Of building a house and finding people to do it.
Okay.
So I'm down to 2 experience points. And okay. I just don't want to get that penalty for when I have to do something like this.
Makes sense. Oh yeah, if you happen to have vampiric disciplines, it is new dots times 10.
Oh my. This was shocking last time we were doing this.
Right.
I don't want to spend all this. All these experiences to...
Anyone else have any XP spends?
I'm too indecisive.
Yeah.
I would just open up skills that you don't have.
You should decise. You seem to be using subterfuge a lot.
Yeah.
Decise.
And, I'm sorry, skill upgrades are... new dots plus old dots?
No, just new dots times 3.
New dots times 3. Oh, okay. So I need 6 in order to upgrade something from 1 to 2.
Yes.
I'm going to need that for empathy, I think. I'm at a 1 right now.
Ba-da-ba.
Yeah, I don't know. I would just... it seems like the way the system works, it would be in the beginning in your best interest to at least open up all of these skills so that you don't get penalized when you do eventually have to roll them.
No kidding.
I mean, if you, like, I'm probably never going to use Animal Ken, but I definitely, like, you know, the 3 that I named right now might come in handy later on.
Well,
especially
really, you should focus on mental, because those are -3 penalty as opposed to the -1 and everything else.
Yeah. Well, I have 1 in everything, in every mental ability except for medicine now, and I have 2 in craftsman.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah, I just figure it would be a good idea to at least be well-rounded so you don't get screwed over later on. Specialized things you find really helpful.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn the recorder off.
All right.
Okay. Well, boy.
Wait, virtues?
Oh, yes. I forgot. I forget that.
They're like steel tests.
But I know Matt used some of his willpower, so.
I did, but I don't know. I made people who were kidnapped, unkidnapped. That's just...
that is
it, yeah, you demonstrated it because, like, you were insistent on finding out who the right person to arrest was.
That's true, and also you let them go even though it probably wasn't in your own best interest. Because the activities they're investigating you're tied up in. So I would say yes, you can recover all your spent willpower.
Oh, praise Allah.
Woo! I do not feel I demonstrated fortitude, so...
I let Levi handle the situation. That was hopeful that he didn't screw me in the back, because I was kind of thinking he might be sore after the whole throw Jonah under a bus thing.
I am.
A little salty. Wait a second, we don't know that he's a thrall yet, so why he'd be salty about that.
Oh, that's true. Well, I mean, he's... whatever. He's a sheriff. I mean, it's still paperwork.
And he was actually clearly mad that he wasn't come to first, even if she doesn't know that he's a vampire thrall. Although, if I recall correctly, she already suspects. She suspected immediately after.
Yeah, she and I did. I don't know about Bill. Like, we knew that he was full of shit, but we haven't called
Bill,
him yet.
Bill is more worried about the roles.
Yeah, the roles.
Right. Well, Bill is going to put up or die, is my new philosophy.
He doesn't want to die.
Well, he has options there. He doesn't have to die.
Well, now I'm going to turn the recorder off.
All right. Good night, everybody.